Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The hits keep on coming. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show on a Wednesday morning. John Johnson, Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., and nice enough to join us on the line. We spent a whole afternoon together yesterday, Al. It wasn't in the most favorable light considering what was going on, but he does a brilliant job covering the Philadelphia 76ers for the Philly Voice. His name is Kyle Newbeck. Kyle, what's up, man?
Oh, you know, just day number, I don't even know what, of the Ben Simmons saga.
So, first and foremost, to kind of give everybody a glance into yesterday, Kyle, as we were waiting for the doors to open to the court before we found out the news, we were debating back and forth, what's the percentage chance that Ben Simmons does not talk at all? He finds a way to get out of it. And, well, he certainly did find a way. What was your first reaction when we got the email that he had been suspended?
I wasn't totally shocked. I guess the first thing you think of is, okay, what happened? And then it's a mad dash to, you know, send out texts, make some phone calls to figure out, or if you can figure out, what Ben was doing at practice that warranted this sort of thing. And, you know, I also just sat there thinking to myself, well, this is definitely another Sixers season, because it feels like, you know, to start every year, there's some kind of calamity that we have to get through before we can even have the game start. So, you know, to some degree, business as usual, but now all our eyes turn to what the heck is going to happen with this guy between now and whenever they finally end up trading him. Because I think what's clear at this point is, like, you know, they've said all the right things about reconciling and bringing him back in the fold. And, you know, even yesterday, Doc Rivers said something to the effect of, I will come here every day and, you know, give Ben Simmons a chance to rejoin this team. Like, does anybody think that's happening at this point?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that leads me right into Doc Rivers, because he had initially said why he was suspended, not participating in the certain drills. But then said he would be willing to accept him back at the next practice should he be willing to participate and everybody else being okay with it. And then there was a follow-up as to why would you give him that second chance, and this is what Doc said.
Because he's a good player. He could help us. And so, listen, the one thing I know about players, our players will welcome anyone back in that wants to be in. I also know that players will not welcome anyone that doesn't want to be in. And so when that time comes, I guarantee you, it won't be a hard thing to do.
Kyle, will it be a hard thing for them to do? Do you think they will accept him, or is it over?
I mean, if he ever decides to show up and play hard, I think they would absolutely accept him. I think the problem is that the idea of Ben Simmons playing hard for this team and this organization is just really unrealistic at this point. And at some point, you have to decide, all right, it's just delusional for us to believe this is going to happen, so on and so forth. I don't know that we've reached that point yet. I think if we're not quite there, we are certainly very close. And, you know, to that effect, I get what Doc is doing. I also get what Joel Embiid is doing. Like, obviously what he said yesterday rang all throughout the league. He's sending a message not just to Ben, not just to the rest of the league, but primarily to his teammates. Like, screw this dude. We have this group of guys that are still here, that want to be here, that work hard in the preseason. If he shows up, great. If not, then we're going to win in spite of him doing all this. And so, like, I think that really was the big message that I took away from yesterday.
Kyle, the question for me is, who's advising him? Who's he listening to? Is it Rich Paul? Is it his family? Because there doesn't seem to be a real good plan here.
Yeah, like, here's what I would say. I think Ben, first and foremost, has to take his own responsibility for how he's acting. Like, certainly, he's getting advice from Rich Paul. I know there are some people with the team and around the league who see this as, like, another Rich Paul production of a guy making big money, just causing a big stink and trying to get out of a situation that's not convenient for them anymore. So there's some of that. There are people in, you know, Ben's camp, Ben's family, however you want to say it, that certainly don't see this as a good situation for him anymore. I just, you know, I think it's a combination of bad advice, but also Ben just not being able to take true accountability
for
who he is and, you know, what his role in all this is. Because look, Rhea, we wouldn't be here if Ben had taken any legitimate steps forward on offense as a player, right? Like, Joel Embiid is not throwing Ben under the bus to some extent in a Game 7 press conference if Ben was just a normal basketball player, right? Like, the only reason Ben only got brought up in all the aftermath of the Game 7 loss to Atlanta because he had this just ridiculous moment on the floor that none of us could explain, including the franchise player. And so, look, everything flows downstream from there. Like, if Ben Simmons had taken steps forward, we wouldn't be here. And so we can blame Rich Paul, we can say the family and friends and the people in his ear, whatever, but this all ultimately starts with him.
Kyle, if the most important player to the franchise wants nothing to do with Ben Simmons, and he made it clear in his 7 minutes and some seconds of talking yesterday, wouldn't it be a distraction to even allow him in the team facility or at the arena again?
To some degree, yeah, John. But, you know, I think part of why we're here where the Sixers are just saying, hey, we're holding out, we don't want to trade him, just to trade him and get, you know, what role players and draft picks and whatever they can get back for him, is because Joel Embiid is bought into the idea of, let's try to hold out and let's see if, you know, I don't know how it's going to happen at this point, but let's see if we can trade Ben for an impact level guy at some point. Now, I don't know how long they're going to be able to wait. Like, this ultimately, they need buy-in from Joel over, it seems like, a pretty long period of time, sometime between now and the trade deadline, to make that happen. They need something to go haywire elsewhere, and, you know, you trade one bad apple for another bad apple at some point, I guess. But if and when Joel Embiid gets so sick of Ben that he's just like, just get rid of this dude for whatever we can get for him, that's when I think you're going to start to see some real urgency at the front office level.
Kyle, how much accountability does Daryl Morey have in this? I mean, I understand it's the most difficult of situations, but Kyle, we heard reports for a full season now that he was a part of a potential trade to get James Harden. They never refuted it. We heard the report that he and Rich Paul had gotten together and said, all right, we're going to trade Ben this offseason. You know, but obviously it never happened. He has to be held accountable too, right?
I think he certainly has a role in this, right? Because everybody said all offseason, and including myself, hey, Daryl Morey is comfortable being uncomfortable. He's okay if Ben has to come back and we work through this and what have you. But, you know, now it's playing out how a lot of people expected, and everybody can rightfully look at Daryl Morey and say, well, why didn't you rectify this before it blew up? Because now it seems, at least publicly, that I don't know that this is actually true, that their leverage is blown to smithereens and they're trying to pick up the pieces here. They're trying to put a confident basketball team on the floor. So, you know, maybe they should have taken a different offer that they got at some point. But, you know, I guess ultimately we're going to have to judge Daryl Morey on two things. One, how this team looks without Ben Simmons right now, because it's, you know, if they're good without him, then it doesn't really matter that they didn't trade Ben for, you know, the poo-poo platter of role players and picks. And number two, what they eventually end up trading Ben for. Because if they still somehow get good value for him, then it will have been worth the wait, most likely.
Final question I have for you, Kyle. And it has worked out for you tremendously. You do just superb pieces day in and day out. Why does drama follow this franchise?
That's a question probably above my pay grade, John. Some of it has been misfortune. Some of it has just been the instability at the managerial level, where, you know, they go from Hinkie to Colangelo to Alton Brand, and the brain trust that was there, now Daryl Morey, and the roster has changed around Joel and Ben. They've been trying to find the right fits at every single level, and it would be nice if there was any level of stability with this organization at some point, but for people like you and I, this is certainly a fruitful time for all of us.
Kyle Newbeck does an awesome job covering the Philadelphia 76ers for Philly Voice. For links to all his stories, latest Sixers news, at Kyle Newbeck on Twitter. Kyle, thanks, man.
Thank you guys for having me on.
All right, wow. Kyle Newbeck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.